From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andy Humphrey. A University of Missouri task force is recommending two options for graduate student employees' health insurance premiums. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the options are creating a fellowship or increasing stipends. Health insurance became an issue after the university gave graduate assistants 24-hour notice in August that they would no longer receive health insurance subsidies because of an IRS interpretation of the Affordable Care Act. The university rescinded that decision for this academic year after student and faculty backlash and created a task force to work on the issue. The task force compiled its recommendations into a report last month given to Interim Chancellor Hank Foley. The report, which was published online Friday, also suggests adding another option to the student insurance plan. A deal that would merge the world's biggest beer companies into a mega brewer is raising concerns on Capitol Hill. Skeptical senators voiced fears today that the deal could make it harder for craft brewers in their states to sell their brands. Lawmakers have raised questions at a Senate hearing on the proposed $107 billion takeover by the world's largest brewer, Anheuser-Busch InBev, of rival SAB Miller. The combined company would control nearly a third of the global beer market. Under the deal, the Miller brand would be sold to rival Molson Coors. According to the Anheuser-Busch website, the St. Louis-based brewer currently holds a 46% share of U.S. beer sales to retailers, the largest share among American brewers. A Muslim student at the University of Missouri has filed a lawsuit alleging that a biology professor directed a slew of sexually suggestive and religiously offensive remarks at her. Fatma El-Walid claims in the lawsuit filed November 30th that Professor Michael Garcia asked El-Walid if her parents had waterboarded her, quote, as a child in preparation for the future, end quote. The lawsuit also claims that he wanted to know if her faith made her hate gay people and Jews. Garcia's lawyer says his client, quote-unquote, vehemently denies the claims. The Columbia Missourian reports that El-Walid is seeking more than $25,000 in damages and wants the school to discipline Garcia. MU spokesperson Christian Basie said the school was aware of the lawsuit, but declined to comment specifically about Garcia. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has found possible radiological contamination at seven more properties near Coldwater Creek in North St. Louis County, further adding to concerns that remnants of the nation's early nuclear weapons program are causing health problems for some who lived near the waterway. The latest testing found possible contamination on three additional residential and four commercial properties near the creek. Nuclear processing waste stored at sites near Lambert Airport during the early decades of the Cold War leached into Coldwater Creek. Several people in the area have been diagnosed with cancer, raising concerns about a link to the contamination. I'm Andy Humphrey, KBIA News, Columbia.